Our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house.
Gorgeous entrepreneurs.
Today, I've driven out to near Heathrow to meet a woman who not only has been homeless herself, but has a totally radical new idea to help the UK's homeless problem. And it's a way of creating homes out of recycled materials. According to crisis statistics, 7,581 people slept on the streets at some point last year. Yet there are approximately 2,018 empty properties in 2015. These are 2015 statistics from the Daily Telegraph's homeless report. Her name is Aliyah Wood, and I'm in her garden, and I'm about to enter. Hi, Aliyah. Welcome
Hello.
To Radio Gorgeous.
Hi, you okay, love?
Yeah, really lovely to meet you. Now, what are we sitting in? You've got to describe where we are and what it is. And
okay, we're sitting on a little marble table inside a house made out of wine bottles. The whole house is 100% made from recycled bottles donated from a wine bar. I made it myself out of concrete after seeing an idea of a greenhouse made out of plastic bottles. And I thought, well, why can't we do it out of glass bottles and see, you know, it'd be a lot warmer. And, you know, it's a way of actually giving somebody a place to live for absolutely nothing.
But do you think people could actually live in them? Why do you think? I mean, it's lovely in a garden. It's like a folly. It's really pretty. It's glass. It's colourful. I'm really enjoying sitting in it, but how could people live in them?
Well, you can actually, if you make the walls a bit thicker, obviously I haven't got much room here, so I've made it to a minimal scale just to show my idea. But if you actually put the bottles into a three-way, so you have the round end at each end, it actually conducts a lot of heat, and you can put doors on them, windows on them, and you could actually turn them into a proper house, and it'd be very warm. And then also by filling
and
them...
And light.
Yeah, and light. I mean, you know, you get a great, beautiful view through the top part. And it's just like a really interesting build to be in.
Yeah. So what it is it's literally a pile of bottles. And so you hand-built this, Aliyah?
I did. I hand-built it myself. My hands were bleeding by the end of the project, and I had to wear gloves for about 2 weeks for them to recover. But it was just when I get an idea in my head, I have to see it through. And this was my idea about to start my community safe zones for the homeless. And this was my base idea, so I wanted to see if it would work. So I built one in my garden first.
RadioGorgeous.com.
Now, I'm interested to know, why are you so passionate about homelessness?
Being homeless myself as a young girl, I experienced the hostels, and they weren't appropriately set up at all. You know, I was a 15-year-old girl, and I got put into a hostel with people that were heavily on drugs. And I didn't even want to leave my room. You know, I was terrified to even go out. There was arguments outside the doors. You know, it was not a place you should stick a young girl. And the rules in them are just that ridiculous that I ended up just running away and living on the streets because I felt safer sleeping outside than what I did in the hostels.
Now, I'm interested to know, how did you end up on the streets? What's your family background?
Well, something happened to me when I was a little girl, which made my mum go off the rails a little bit. So
what was that?
I was abused as a child. And
who by?
My mum's husband's brother. And there was a few...
Was that your dad? Was he your dad?
No, he wasn't my dad, no. He left when I was a lot younger as well. And there was other people in the village as well. And my mum just...
Where was this?
In a place called Kyneton.
Where's that?
It's in Warwickshire.
Mm-hmm. Small community.
It's a very, very small community. There's only about 100 houses in the place. It's a lovely area, really. So, yeah, my mum just kind of went off the rails, which you can't really blame her if somebody did that to you.
Did she... So who told her?
I did.
And she believed you?
Yeah. I witnessed it happen to my friend when we both went round there, and that's where it started from. And I told my mum that I didn't think that was right, and then she went round there, and then obviously it went to court and he got sent to prison for it.
So why did it send your mum? I mean, obviously, but it may be more upsetting for you than her.
I think maybe she just was upset. I mean, if it was me and my daughter, I think I'd probably be extremely upset with myself for letting it happen to your child in the first place.
So she blamed herself.
I believe she did, yeah.
And then what did it...
She turned to alcohol and she was very depressed, and she just didn't... she just lost her way a lot. She's not like that now, but, you know, at the time, you can't really blame her. She had four kids. She was on her own. Something really major happened, and I think she just broke down, and that's why it caused a big rift within the family.
Yeah, so why did you go, and when did you go?
I went because me and my other brothers and that didn't get on, and everybody sort of blamed me for the reason why Mum was upset. So it just got to a point where it was so volatile, and my brother beat me up quite badly, and that's why they moved me, and I got moved to a family in North Wales. But I didn't like it there, so I just ran away, and then obviously I got put in the hostels, and I didn't like them, so I just ran away again, and I suppose, yeah, I just kept running away from my problems, I suppose.
And you ended up in London?
I ended up in London, yeah. I was staying in a place in Hackney. There used to be a school in London Fields, which is actually a school now, because I ended up going back there on a job with the Pussycat Dolls, and I couldn't believe it. You know, I went round the corner, I was like, oh my God, I used to stay there. And, you know, to go from being at that point in my life where I couldn't have got any lower to being there again at a very high point. I mean, I was launching LA Fashion Week with the Pussycat Dolls, Ashley Roberts. It was amazing.
So is that because you went into fashion?
Yeah, that's because I went into fashion, and I made a dress for her out of used flight tickets. And we made like a jacket for a promotion thing where people could win tickets to LA. So that was really good. So it was just it was like a pinnacle point in my life when I realised that I'm actually doing okay for myself now.
So how did you get from being a homeless person to now I'm at a home of your own?
Okay. Well, obviously, I had to go back into the hostels and stay there, but they moved me to a better one, which was a B&B. So it did take a while. And because I managed to get a job as well, so that's why they put me into a place which was nicer. But, you know, it took a long period of time to get to that point. Obviously, the council then gave me a flat when I got 18, and then I kept my job, and then I've just moved my way around England until I've got here.
So is this a council house?
This is, yeah.
Yeah. It's very nice.
Thank you.
And you've now got two children of your own.
I have, yeah. I've got a little girl called Olivia. She's four. She's a little treasure. And then I've got Dominic, who's nine, and he's a really sweet boy. He's lovely.
And apart from building the glass houses, what are you doing then as a job?
I do makeup, I do hair, I do fashion design, I do wardrobe, I do model mentoring. I've done some programmes on the BBC. I did Young Welsh, Pretty Skin, and I was the dragon lady who taught the models how to be models, which was good fun.
God, so you literally have recreated a life for yourself.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe anybody can do it. If you really want something, then you can create your own path, create your own job and be and do what you want to be. You just got to have a bit of determination and some passion about it and you'll get it.
And you're highly creative, obviously, because when I walked into your house, I mean, it's just covered in amazing clothes, furniture, everything.
Radio Gorgeous, podcasts for women.
So how did the bottle start and how did you think homeless? How did you link it all and what are you doing now for it?
Well, what I always wondered when I was on the streets is like, and especially when they started finding people on the streets as well, you know, they have nowhere to go. So it's ridiculous even trying to find them. And so
what were they finding them for?
They were finding them for being on the streets and in certain areas of London. They were going to... They've got rid of it now.
Looked a bit messy, did it?
Well, it was in the areas that the politicians didn't want them in there. So they were allowed to go in certain areas, but not in the posh areas, basically. And so they did start finding them for it, which was just the most ridiculous thing. It's like, well, if you want to justify finding them, then you need to give them somewhere to go. And, you know, the current system is just not... It's not equipped to deal with the homeless problem at all, because at the moment, as soon as you're made homeless, you have to go in the council, you wait, and then you get just chucked into any hostel that's available, which is not the right thing to do, in my opinion. You know, there was all sorts of people in there. There was women with children in there as well, you know, with, you know, very criminal people, let's say, and then, you know, with young adults as well. You know, you shouldn't have them all mixed in together. So I always believed if you gave them somewhere safe to go, and this was the idea behind the wine bottle houses, creating a community safe zone. You can make them a lot bigger. You can put shower facilities in here. You can put lighting in here through solar panels. And then it's a designated area where people that can help can go and help.
Where would they be built, though? Because obviously space is not... There's not a lot of space in London.
I know. What I was thinking is actually if they've given grounds for homeless people to have their wood shacks, or, you know, there's people that have already built their own little houses out of cardboard and things, why can't they have a different version of a recyclable house? If the council are acceptable of them to have a little cardboard house, then why can't we build them a wine bottle house so at least they're warmer?
So how are you making it happen, Aaliyah?
At the moment, I'm contacting MPs, I'm contacting the councils. I've put a petition on change.org called Community Safe Zones for the Homeless by Aaliyah Lee.
And people are going to be able to go to the website. All the links are going to be, so you can go after this interview and sign up like I did yesterday.
Yeah, that'd be great. Oh, thank you. Yeah, they can do that. We're also doing a campaign with the City of London University as well, which is not going to be until the end of February. But I'm planning on just every month doing PR campaigns, or, you know, advertising campaigns or videos, any sort of promotion I can get until I get the 100,000 signatures for the government to actually listen to me.
You are amazing. I can't get over it. You've got two kids. You look like, I don't know every single parent mother, but you might be. You have raised yourself up. You've created a life and now you want to help others.
Yeah, basically, I've sort of always had this rule in my head. If you can help somebody, I believe you should. And, you know, that's all it takes is a little thing like that. If everybody actually helped each other, we wouldn't have half as many problems. So the idea behind the Community Safe Zone thing as well is, you know, we'd contact all the people in the area and ask them if they could go down just for 20 minutes a day or if they could allocate an hour a week just to pop down to the safe zones and just check they're all right. And it's just about getting the community to realise that they are people too. They're just in a very bad situation. They've had a lot of hurt in their life and all they want is just a nicer bit of reality, that's all.
And how long were you homeless?
I spent probably about a year going about different places, and so about a year really.
So you're about 17?
Yeah, 17, and then I got put into another hostel, and then I could wait till I was 18 to get a council place.
So what are you doing to safeguard your children for the future?
I bring my children with me when we go. You know, we hand out jumpers and like sanity packs, you know, hoodie handout. We've been making blankets out of scrap material. You know, my children come with me and they're very accepting of people, which I think is really important. You know, my daughter will go and give them a hug and stuff. And, you know, if we're talking to them, you know, but that's sometimes that's all people need, you know, because everybody looks at them like they're so horrible and vile. And, you know, sometimes just giving somebody a simple cuddle from a child can really make somebody's day.
And what's the worst thing you've seen on the street recently?
God, like that person, that video that was online where they just beat up a guy that was sleeping. It was horrifying. You know, this poor, he was quite an old gentleman as well, and he was asleep on a bench and they just ran up and started kicking him and it was horrible. They took his bag off him and like threw all his stuff on the floor. It was just the worst thing I've seen, and it's just like, why would you do that to people?
So how do people get in touch again and write and sign your petition?
You can find us on Facebook on People for the People, or you can go on to change.org and go to Community Safe Zones for the Homeless, or you can contact my personal page, Aaliyah Lee.
And how do you spell that?
A-L-E-A-H, L-E-I-G-H.
Aaliyah Lee, I'm sitting in your bottle house. I really hope your dreams for the homeless come true in 2017. Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, you can't hang around. Our house it has a crowd. There's always something happening and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud, nothing ever slows her down and a mess is not allowed. Them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house. Was our castle and our king. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, that was where we used to sleep.